Breakfast with Martin Pester.
I watch a lot of these videos. They always pop up my timeline. These guys going around and they do these magic tricks and stuff. And I'm always like, wow, so cool how they do that. Well, one of those guys is in town again, one of the best in the world. And his show's opening tomorrow until the 31st of August. 5 shows only at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square in Sandton. You got to see this. Mo Magic. Good to see you again, man.
Oh, Martin, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure seeing you and being here with your new team.
Lekker. It's a Monday morning. We love surprises on the show. That's one thing we do love. We love surprises on the show, especially after a hectic weekend. Let's see if we can get some past us. I see that you turned 50 rand notes into 100 rand notes. That's my kind of trick right there. I want to. Mm-hmm. I want some more of that.
I kind of feel like I don't know why my husband can't do that as well.
Because his name is not Mo Magic.
It's not Mo Magic.
I want 100 rand notes to but come he doesn't, out of nowhere.
Mo doesn't let you keep the 100 rand either. So same, like husband.
Yeah. Maybe you go home and you call him Mo Magic.
Money.
Maybe you should go home and call him Mo Money.
Mo Money. Dude, welcome back and all the best for your run starting tomorrow, am I right?
Yes.
Tomorrow, you're going to go and see it. You did the bit of money thing, which is, you know South Africans too well. You know us.
I actually did a version of that trick in America last month. I had public performances in New York and Hollywood, and Americans love it. I mean, I think every audience around the world, if you can create the illusion of making money or the illusion of the impossible and, you know, spreading joy with that, then, you know, people can immediately get hooked and enjoy it.
Did you turn the $50 note into a 100 rand note?
We went from $1 to $100.
Okay. Well,
Making America great again.
And I love the fact that you know, people around the world, they just love being astounded.
I think that's the beauty.
We know so much these days.
Exactly. It's interesting. I did an event the other day, and I went up to a group of people, and my client said after the stage performance, do a bit of close up. So I went up to the group, and the lady said, oh, my son is here. Can you show them a trick? So I was like, sure. Mm-hmm. But by the end of that interaction, the adults were having more fun than the 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about magic. It allows you to connect with your inner child, and no matter what you're going through on the outside or whatever stresses you have going on or dealing with, it allows you to escape for just a few moments and experience something truly incredible.
Do you like it when people are cynical? When they're like, ha! You will not trick me.
Well, I like that because aside from being a full-time entertainer, I'm also a qualified electronic engineer. And in 2010, I resigned from my engineering career to do this full-time.
Oh, wow.
So being an engineer and a magician is quite interesting because as an engineer, we train to be very logical, analytical, and work through things in detail. So when I create my illusions, I always look at, firstly, from a psychological perspective, what are people thinking? Sometimes people think, oh, maybe it's up his sleeve. So what I will do is, without drawing attention to my sleeves being up, I'll pull my sleeve up or I'll show my hands empty. And I think the closer people look, the better it is, because they can look. And then when the magic happens, they go, that was totally impossible. And then
what happened there?
Yeah, exactly.
What is Liesl thinking right now?
We can get it. Liesl's going, can he do that money trick again? Would you like to see it again?
No.
Excellent.
I know Liesl a little bit better than you do. I know exactly what she was thinking. You know what she was thinking?
What was she thinking?
Be careful.
She was thinking, is he single?
I was not.
She was not thinking, but she's blushing. So should I answer?
No, I just care about the money.
I tricked my magic.
Yeah, there you go. Martin, you're the best wingman ever on morning radio.
Thank you.
Watch this. Right. I'll repeat the illusion. Right. Watch the hundreds. Right. 400s at my fingertips.
Yes.
Sleeves up. Mm-hmm. At my fingertips. Watch. All I do is I take the notes. I just wave my hand over them, and they change now from 100s to 200s. That's 2. That's 4. That's 6. How about we get some audience reactions there?
Come on now.
Let's get their reactions in there. Come on.
Damn it. Every time I see that, I'm like, how did I do that? How did I do that as well?
You see, I'm just here for the money.
Oh, boy.
I love your honesty.
can we do some more in a moment?
Sure.
Well, it is Monday. It's fun day, but it's Magic Monday with our guest, Mo Magic, on the show this morning. He's already got us all to gasp, as I predicted. You know what? You can watch us live for yourself via our Facebook. We're streaming there, Breakfast with Martin Bester, on Facebook. Now, I saw you What did you ask Liesl to do there?
Yes, so I asked Liesl to think of an object, a simple object, and just to draw it on a business card. So she's got that with her. Okay. So the first segment, we did some sleight of hand magic. Now we're going to do something called mentalism, otherwise known as mind reading magic. Now, the allure of this is that the performer creates the illusion of reading your thoughts. Now, Liesl, I asked you to think of a simple object, and I said, don't go for a heart, a flower, a star, a square, or a smiley face. Those are very common objects. Okay. I'd like you to think of your object, just the one object that you had in mind, and I want you to picture a screen in front of your eyes, and I want you, without moving your eyes, to think about what you drew and to draw it now. Start at the very top of what you got. Go. Stop. Something circular. Clockwise. In your mind now, did you go in a clockwise direction? Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. She's doing well. Everybody else is just looking at you in disbelief.
Why are you looking irritated, Liesl? Yeah,
because I'm trying to not give away anything,
Shush. Okay, keep looking at me. Don't move your eyes, but keep looking at me. Keep going. Good. I'm getting a sense from that circle you're coming down. There's like a line coming down. Yes?
Yes.
Oh, you've got a beautiful smile, Liesl. Yes. I've got a cardboard in front of me. I'm going to get a sense of what this is. Keep going. I'm getting a sense of a geometric object linking up to that. Does it make sense? Mm-hmm. Something with like a triangular. Yes, does it make sense? Okay, good. Okay, you're not done yet. Keep going. Go back to the top. There's something missing at the top. Mm-hmm. Yes, something missing at the top. Mm-hmm. Go back right to the top. Mm-hmm. Finish off what you. Hair? Mm-hmm. Yes, you're thinking of hair now. Yes. Now, you didn't tell anybody anything. You wrote you drew something down, but think about this. I'm not just telling you what you drew. I'm telling you what you're thinking of right now as you're thinking it. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting a sense that you drew a picture of maybe like a young lady or a girl.
Yes.
Yes, simple. So does this make some sense to you?
It's very similar. I drew Elmo with a bob.
Elmo with a bob. Okay, there we go.
But he made Elmo with two pigtails, okay. But close enough.
There you go. And you've close got that enough. With you as well, yes?
Do I?
Yeah, so you've got the there. Can you just show us the card?
Wow. See?
It's Elmo with a bob.
Let me Elmo see. With a bob.
That
okay.
is crazy.
Okay, so yeah. Yeah.
It is there so freaky.
Bring that here. Now, I'm just going to ask a question. On my drawing, I don't have the arms. Did you draw the arms?
I did.
In your mind, when I said go down geometric object?
No.
So you didn't think about the arms. That's why I didn't get the arms. Please give Liesl a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
And now I'm going to analyze what she drew.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
She ripped Elma's arms off in her mouth.
Yes. And Elma doesn't have a mouth and eyes either. Just putting that.
So
that's
Martin,
amazing.
Thank you. So, Martin, this is called mentalism. Guests at my show will be invited on stage. They get to do this live and experience it for themselves. And also the cool thing about a theater show is that some people don't like to be on stage, but they like to watch and see other people reacting.
Yes.
So they can do that as well.
Yeah, that's really amazing.
And also get the heebie-jeebies.
You must come work on the show because you have a way into Liesl's mind that I have never had.
And never will have.
When I look at her and I say to her, think of something, Liesl, it's normally a knife that I can know that I think. But with you,
it's a doll.
Mo, thank you so much for coming in just once again and getting us to react like kids again. Just like absolute disbelief and awe. Am I right? Hey?
Yeah.
And surprise. Mo Magic, his show, you can see this all for yourself. And take your, is it family friendly?
It is family friendly, ages 8 upwards. This is one of the few shows running in South Africa that you can bring the whole family to. Mm-hmm. The magic, the mind reading, the family friendly comedy, something everybody in the audience in the family can relate to. The show runs from Tuesday, which is tomorrow night, to Saturday. We've added an earlier show as well. So every weeknight show is at 8:15 at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square. Saturday we have two shows. We've got a 6 p.m. For kids, if they, you know, families want to bring the kids up for an earlier show, and then we have the 8:15 show. Tickets are just 165 rand. They're available at CompuTicket, or you can call the theatre, which is the Auto and General Theatre on the Square, located at the beautiful Nelson Mandela Square in Sandton.
Get to Sandton, everybody. Get to Sandton. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that it's not just magic; it's also mind reading. What's going on in the mind? of Cyril Ramaphosa at the moment, man.
What? How can we strengthen the value of the rand? He should call Mo Magic. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And just one more thing, yes, Martin, if I may add, it's a 90-minute show. So it's for 90 minutes, magic, mentalism. This is some of the things that I do around the world. As I said, I performed my magic in New York and Hollywood, and I'm thrilled to return to South Africa and perform it for our South African audiences.
Give me some tickets to give away now.
With pleasure.
All right, four.
Four tickets, yeah.
Four double tickets.
Double tickets right now. Hashtag Jacka Breakfast. What was the name of our guest this morning? The mind reader, the magician himself. What was his name? What is his name? You can hashtag Jacka Breakfast on Twitter, and we're giving away four double tickets. Mo, thank you so much. Come back again soon.
Thank you so much.
With dollars, my friend. Rands to dollars, my friend.
Start your day with Martin Bester.
Yeah, the show is awesome, man.
Great show. I love it.
What a lucky manier om die dag te begin.
Breakfast with Martin Bester, giving you a fun way to wake up. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda.